situation so far is very encouraging. Today we have got quite a number of events that are on. We do have the Mighty Warriors playing their last preliminary game against Australia in Salvador. And depending on the outcome of that game, it will then see us either coming to Rio for the next round, or should we lose that game, then see what we can do after that. We also had streaming that was on, and we also had a question, and also a drawing, wherein rowing our rower disqualified for the final. I'm still to get an update of what happened in streaming. Streaming was on a few minutes ago, and our guys are there. And once they've got the information, we'll give you the update. We also have athletics who will soon be coming, and we already have Tendunya Ora in camp now. She flew in last night, and the whole team is quite excited now that we now have one marathon runner and two sprinters that are already in camp. The rest are also from the marathon athletics training camp anytime now. In terms of injuries, I'm happy to say we do not have any injuries to talk about as of now, and we are quite happy with what's happening.
When we look at the rowing, we saw today's Zimbabwe's Michienne Thornycroft qualifying for the semi-finals. What was the mood like seeing a Zimbabwean going through?
It was very electrifying. The minister was also present for the rowing event where Michienne Thornycroft did qualify for the semi-finals, and we are quite happy about that performance. She came second in that event, and the time was equally very good. I must say everyone in the camp was very excited about that development, and we are very happy that she has even motivated the whole team to do better and continue to lift high the Zim flag.
We also saw there was disappointment when Kirsty Coventry failed to make it in the 100-meter backstroke, and there has been a question that is age catching up with her, or what's going on in Brazil?
I must say, much as Kirsty couldn't make it for the final, but her performance was remarkable. She's somebody who has been there before, and she gave all her best in that particular event. And that's not her best event. Her best event is the one that's coming very soon, the 200-meter backstroke, where we are very confident that she will indeed continue to fly the flag high in that particular event. Yes, some people might say it was disappointing, but I must say it's not a disappointing performance at all. It's a very encouraging performance, given the fact that that's not her best event, and the best event is still to come. And we are hoping for the best from that particular event.